It's all about being a little bit sheepish. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the show where sheep outnumber people 40 to 1, when in actual fact there's actually 41 times as many sheep as people really think. That's why they call them the sheeple. In fact, isn't it offensive to start calling people sheeple, you know? We the sheeple of America. Don't really care about vaccines. You know, it's coming down to the point where truthers are starting to get persecuted, you know, in court, in the street, by cops, by magistrates, and various other arms of scumbaggery. Personally, I have the inclination that nobody should really be discriminated against, unless, of course, they really are causing real verifiable harm to other people and or their property. However, this is not normally the case. Normally the case is if you're doing absolutely nothing wrong, then you become an enemy of the state. I love that. Because if you're doing the right thing, of course, the state will have some very, very big problems with you. Yes, indeed, they will. They ain't out to do good things. They're out to do naughty, bad, nasty, scumbaggery things that will wind up exterminating you, your family, and virtually everybody else. And speaking of such extermination, there is an agenda by many truthers to stop the great culling from happening. And today we have a very special guest, John Wynn, coming at us live from the USSA. John, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Pleased to meet you on the air. Just to know, I'm in Canada. I'm on Vancouver Island in Canada.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
That's all right.
Could you just explain a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Surely. Well, I guess you'd call me a truther. That's what I call myself. And I'm just one of many hundreds of thousands of us truthers that are trying to put out the word and tell people what's really going on in the world. And I guess for me, there's a number of agendas that I'm working on. But the most important one is what I call the depopulation agenda of the United Nations and of the, who are these people?
Of Bill Gates.
Well, there's lots of them. You know, there's one side that wants depopulation in the United Nations, and then there's another side that wants depopulation also, you know. So the right want it and the left want it, and both sides are working on the same agenda.
And, well, they're good, you know. You need both hands to strangle people.
You do, and you need lots of means. And what I've learned is that they're using the four elements: earth, fire, wind, and water. I'd say earth is the food supply, water is the fluoridation, the pollution in the water, fire is the medicine, the nuclear, the pollution, and air is the chemtrails. So they're getting us on all channels, you know, and I think if you want to reduce the population of the world to 1 billion, you'd have to try awful hard. People are quite resilient, and they are trying hard. They're using every method at their disposal, thousands of methods, really, all aimed at the one goal of reducing the population down to something preposterous like 1 billion, which means, of course, killing off 6 billion human beings.
I was talking to a friend yesterday. And we were talking about how impossible it is to actually avoid all these poisons, you know? Like, if you wanted to avoid poisons in your diet, for example, you wouldn't be able to go to any supermarkets ever again.
You forget the supermarkets. Yeah, I did start another page, a page just on nutrition, because there's so much information. It's called The Truth Diet on Facebook. It's a page for nutritional advice for truthers. And one can avoid it, but yes, you're right. You have to get out of the supermarket altogether and get to the markets and grow some produce. And you'd have to give up most dairy unless you had a dairy farm nearby. there's not much to eat, you know. But when you make that change, the food that you're eating is so good, the diet is so healthful. People lose weight, get healthy, stop worrying about their health, you know, simply from avoiding these toxic additives.
Well, there's so much toxic additives in the United States compared to New Zealand that when my former producer Mitch and his wife and family came here, they all lost a very significant amount of weight, and they all started feeling much, much healthier. And I think it's because, all of our meat isn't irradiated and covered in dead bacteria.
Yeah, the meat supply is terrible, and it's good if you have fresh meat. We do, in our family, we eat meat once a week. That's our way of, you know, contributing, and just for our health, we don't need to eat that much meat, but I like to eat a bit just to keep my strength up. So once a week, but we only eat wild meat or wild fish from this region.
Mm. So, you know, and what's your history? How did you actually wake up to the New World Order, John?
Yes, I don't really call it the New World Order. I've always called them the elite, you know, and I find that the New World Order term, I'm uncomfortable with it, but it's got some connotations that people take to mean the Illuminati in this whole frame of reference. So I just prefer to call them the elite. They've always been up to the same things. I've been really studying them since the 80s, where at McMaster University I worked under a Dr. Dusky Lee Smith, and he was the professor who taught Wallace Clement, who wrote the book called The Canadian Corporate Elite and the Continental Corporate Elite. And these books are really about interlocking directorships and how the directors of corporations, they don't just belong to one board, they belong to 10 or 20 boards. And they all switch around from board to board so that the small group of people controls all the major, the universities, the hospitals, all of science is basically controlled by a very few people. So I knew this and was working on it at McMaster University to try to write about how these boards had taken over a small Baptist university and made it into a large nuclear research facility that supplies a great deal of the plutonium to the U.S. weapons programs. So wow. You know, I've been studying it for a long time. I was also interested very much in the peace movement and worked really just to try to bring peace and stop wars, but you know, I think we were going at it the wrong way. We were basically in the peace movement talking to government, trying to tell government to stop war. Well, government's in the business of waging war. So, they didn't listen, and the peace movement really hasn't been able to do anything. So somehow I found the truth movement several years ago, really, with the 9/11 truth. Right from day one, you know, I became a 9/11 truther and was on the air, on the Internet, calling for an independent investigation. I think the truth movement's basically growing from there by adding favorite issues that we all embrace, basically, or most of us embrace, so that we're now working on, I would say, 12 to 15 key issues. That's what makes up the truth movement.
Yeah. Well, I think it is all about key issues and making them easy for people to understand, like making it easy for people to understand that they're being poisoned in every way, shape, and form, and every day isn't actually that difficult. Because, you know, you can just say, okay, point out something that hasn't got a poison in it. And they'll point to, say, chewing gum. And they go, aspartame, point to your water supply. Fluoride, chlorine, yep. Uranium, lithium, and goodness knows how many other derivatives of pharmaceutical drugs that everybody's peeing out into the water supply that gets recycled. Mm-hmm. Well, you really can't point in any direction these days without spying a toxin that's designed and put there specifically to basically make you sick. Sick people are so much easier to control than healthy people, don't you think?
I think so. I think they've been very effective, and it's this thing that, you know, many call the sheeple. I mean, whatever you'd like to call the masses who refuse to see reality, refuse to comment on reality, you know, these people. And I think we're all to blame. I can't just blame others. I mean, myself, I let this happen too, you know. We've all let this happen. And, you know, the fact that we did makes us responsible for doing something about it.
That's why I'm kind of not terribly up with the whole sheeple thing, is that when you talk about people like that, what you're doing is you're trying to elevate yourself above them, when the reality is we're all down here and the elite are the only ones up here. They're the only ones that are holding all the keys to all the doors, and fighting amongst ourselves is precisely what they want. Looking down on one another is precisely what they want. And I don't want to play that game anymore, you know. I prefer to just call them slaves.
Yeah. I stopped arguing a while ago on the internet with people and just really stopped wasting my time that way and, you know, try to stick with people that support the causes that I support. And that works a lot better. I think if we want to argue with people, we're just really talking to disinformation agents and internet trolls anyway, you know? So, and I think if we need to, as truthers, feel very positive, very grateful, perhaps, to one another for what we've accomplished. Because I'd say in just a few years, we've brought these issues from obscurity, from the conspiracy pages to the forefront of the media. And I would say, actually, the truth movement is now driving the mainstream media issues-wise, you know? Also, the Occupy movement, I think, was born of the truth movement. And that's... it's moved on to, you know, it's a political movement now, and it's not entirely the truth movement, but nonetheless, it's our issues that a lot of them believe in, and so we see our issues being taken to the streets, and I think it's a wonderful thing that people are getting active and getting out and protesting these many, as you say, forms of poisoning. And there are many other issues, you know, the poisoning, the depopulation agenda is just but one of them. Then there's the whole political agenda, which is about liberty and freedom. And you put that together. You know, you can't really kill off the people if the people are free. So they really need to attack every freedom, and they're doing that. I think we need to keep alerting the people to the losses of liberty as well.
Well, it seems that people have kind of lost their appreciation of liberty. It's like after a generation has fought and died for it, the next generation just completely forgets about any form of responsibility, having to die for anything, having to go 11 kilometers an hour, having to travel 11 kilometers by bicycle just to get half a loaf of rationed bread off of the government kind of thing. We haven't had to experience all of that. It has just been like right here, right there for the taking, and nobody has to earn anything. It's just simply you go to work, you work really, really hard, and that's the great myth, isn't it? That if you work hard, you'll get wealthier. The reality is if you work hard, your boss gets wealthier, and you get nothing.
Yes, no, it's a game that's a trap, the wage slavery. It's unfortunate. I think that everybody needs to have their own enterprise of some sort. You know, we all need to make our living. But the best we can do is to try to separate ourselves from the economy, from the mainstream economy, and develop our local small economies, as was done historically. You know, it's this globalism that's really the enemy of freedom. It's the one world, you know, the one world government, one world economy, one world religion. And I guess that's what they call the New World Order. But, you know, there's always been a tendency for things to concentrate around one leader, and we always have to keep our autonomy and sovereignty.
We're kind of tribal in that way, and I feel that the solution to this is not to try and deny that we have this wanton belief that we should have one leader and what have you. I think that that leader should still be one leader, but I think that his control shouldn't be one planet or one country. It should be one community that he's directly in touch with. That person can speak for that community, because anything he does wrong, every member in that community will hit him up about it, right? Whereas if you're at 30,000 feet and you're El Presidente Barack H. Satoru, nobody gets to talk to him. And if they do get to talk to him, he's got the ability to just tell his Secret Service guys to say, "Oh, get that man out of here. Right? Drag him out by his throat. That'll be good." Yes.
I've been fairly hard on Barry on our Headline Truth news page. That's my news page that I use to put out basically political news and trying to reach the mainstream media. It's a very popular page. Because it's just headlines, you know, just the headlines, and I'm trying to push them forward. And, you know, Barack Obama comes up quite often in the news from truthers, and since he promised to stop the war, promised to close Guantanamo, you know, promised to get America back to work again, all these promises that he made, I can't think of any that he's kept, to tell you the truth, except perhaps the health care. But, you know, we have to take him to task on this issue, and certainly the birth issue hasn't been put to sleep. It's getting six states now are taking him to court.
See, and how much of that's reported in the media?
No, you wouldn't know that six states are presently challenging his qualifications for the office.
And how many states are trying to reinstate states' rights under the 10th Amendment?
I don't know the number, but yeah, it's encouraging to see the states, you know, starting to move against the federal government.
And how much of that was reported in the media?
It doesn't happen. No, the media, you know, the media, of course, is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. And they said, you know, when I was talking about these boards, the interlocking directorates, this was happening many years ago, and this consolidation of power on the boards is exactly how they did that and how they continue to do it. A small group of people can tell all the media outlets in the world exactly what to report on. So we do need to have an alternative press, and it can't be stopped. You know, we're quite concerned, of course, about the SOPA and the PIPA and these acts now that are going to limit Internet freedom, and I can't see that for very much longer we'll enjoy the same level of freedom that we have. I think it's going to happen very soon that my page will be taken down.
Yeah, you come to expect this, right? But the problem is it doesn't sort of emotionally prepare you for it when it does happen, you know?
No.
You can imagine any truther these day and age. Imagine your internet is just gone. Just gone.
Oh, your data gone.
How could you participate in the truth movement without internet?
Well, it's what we've remembered. I guess if it's going to happen, then many of us remember a lot of what we've read. And there's people, there's hundreds of thousands of us. I think that the truth movement is going to happen on the walls. It's funny that they call it a wall on Facebook, because I think all of our messages will soon be written on walls. And we'll go back to graffiti. But we'll get the word out. We'll find other ways. And there's people going to bring the internet back up again. And I don't think they could ever shut us down. You know, the truth is something that can't be put to sleep. But they'll make it difficult, and they'll make us work hard at it.
It can't be put to sleep, but it can be put in a box, a cheap pine one, and then lowered into the ground. And I feel that this is what they do, basically. As soon as the truth becomes too powerful and outed too much, they just think, well, it's not worth the risk trying to maintain dominance during this situation. We're going to have to exterminate everybody. Almost in a desperate fashion.
It's going to happen fast when it does happen. It always does. You know, whatever they do, it'll be very sudden and it'll shock people. People that aren't ready for it, that don't really expect any of this, are just going to be in terrible shock and not able to cope. But I think some of us are going to be able to try to pull communications together.
Yeah. It's coming down to the point where underground networks are going to probably start evolving of their own accord, don't you think?
I think they have, yeah. I think they do. I'm aware of some. And, you know, people that have satellites up, and I think everybody should look into, you know, what's your satellite link going to be if your IP stops allowing your access, you know?
It's about getting off the grid these days, isn't it?
Well, if we work together, a number of
things. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
All right.
So that was very good.
I think we're off air, yeah.
Should we continue after the break?
Well, no, I'm hearing from the board op that we're not off air.
Oh, here we are, still on the air. Well, good. So, I think that we're going to get our satellites up, and if people work together and share the cost, you know, say 8 or 10 pages sharing the cost of a satellite, I think it could happen.
And there's the break music. Strange. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break. Apologize for the technical difficulties. My very special guest is John Wynn, coming at us from Vancouver Island in Canada, talking about depopulation. Back in a minute.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Tartan Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
CrisisAmerica.com reports gold prices paused Monday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,730 an ounce, silver $3,350. Price of gold is roaring back from its latest temporary correction, reports Forbes, sending the bears into full withdrawal. Gold, you see, is not a commodity like oil and copper and wheat. It's rather an alternative currency, as the supply of gold cannot keep up with paper money. Seems clear the bull market in gold is alive and well. Gold apparently is the Chinese priority for a safe haven. When slow economic growth leads to widespread monetary easing and fears of inflation, gold, more than stocks, bonds, or real estate, is obviously seen as the preferred way to store wealth. You could say gold is the hottest currency on earth. Central banks are also holding more gold in their reserves now than they have any time in the last 6 years. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call, toll-free, 800-289-2646.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guest is John Wynn. We're talking about depopulation. John, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back. It's quite an important topic. While we were on the break, I was thinking what to say next, and I think that probably the issue that's most important to me is the chemtrails issue. And because, you know,
we've got chemtrails in New Zealand. I know precisely what you're talking about.
And, you know, indeed, chemtrails is something that we can't avoid. You know, we can try to avoid food. We can make efforts to avoid that. We can avoid the medicine. We can drink non-fluoridated water. But we have to breathe the air, and we're all being chemtrail sprayed, you know. And I guess it's in all of the G20 countries, all the major industrialized countries are being sprayed. And
have you heard of the Morgellons chemtrail worms?
I do hear about it, and I have a page that's called Skies of Blue, which is our chemtrail group. And we do have a number of members who are quite interested in, some are actually affected by this illness. And, you know, at first I never would believe that. I just thought it was some crazy talk. But the more you when you talk to people that actually have it, see them posting pictures of these fibers coming out of their skin, colored fibers. I mean, you know these people, you trust them, they're not making it up, you know? So, yeah, I do understand that. That's quite scary. The whole thing of chemtrails, interestingly, is being covered up as it now being called geoengineering. First, you know, always people said, oh, there's no such thing as the chemtrails, they're just contrails. Well, we put that in their face, the Truth Movement did for the last, I guess, 3 years. And now people can no longer deny it because it's just too many people are talking about it and we've proven it, that they're not contrails. So now they're saying, well, it's geoengineering. And they're saying, you know, the environmental people are saying it's needed, it's good for us, and it's going to save the planet, you know. So now we've got another battle there, is to teach the people that chemtrail spraying has nothing to do with fixing the climate. And that it's a military program, and the budget for chemtrails is trillions of dollars. And military budgets don't consider environmental problems. They destroy environments, not fix them. And they don't save lives, they end lives, you know? So people have to get
must be must be more of that humanitarian bombing mission that they did in Libya, you know?
They love to believe that stuff, yeah, that they're on our side. They're for the good. They're, you know, they're killing people, and that's what their business is. They're in the business of destruction. So they're spraying us, and they're spraying us all over the world. In our town, in here, where I live, we're sprayed almost every day because we're right on the coast. And I guess all the coastlines are the same. Both shores of North America sprayed every day. So it's a terrible thing to see. And we seem, you know, utterly defenseless against it. And we know that our own government's allowing these overflights. So, you know, it's something that we need to stand up against in the Truth Movement and, you know, stop relegating it to the chemtrail pages and put it up on the front page. You know.
What I found interesting is that I talked to a somebody who's really well quite clued up about lots of things, mm-hmm. And yet when I talked about chemtrails, he said, oh, you're one of those tinfoil hat wearers.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of tinfoil hats, according to my friends, yeah. But that's okay.
I wanted to get like a wardrobe that's full of all different shapes and sizes of tinfoil hats, you know, cowboy tinfoil hats, a tinfoil turban, you know, it'd be great. Which one do I wear today?
Today I'm wearing my chemtrail tinfoil hat, but yeah, you could just as well wear your vaccine hat.
Does it have two big aluminium streaks, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's a great image, us standing under the chemtrail skies with our tinfoil hats on. You know, it makes us look quite credible. But nonetheless, we survived that, and we've managed to bring the issue to the forefront, and, you know, you probably won't see much of it on the mainstream news, but what's more important is the percentage of the population that actually believes you when you're speaking, you know, and it's much higher, especially when the young people are getting that message. So, well, did you happen to see the picture on the internet of a bunch of pilots? It was a fake picture, you know, it was a Photoshop job of the pilots all holding up chemtrail pictures at the Occupy movement. Did you see that one?
No, didn't see that one.
That was one that it was a concept that I came up with. Well, what if we had a picture of the pilots and they were protesting for wages and benefits with the Occupy movement? And I thought, well, if we're going to embrace the pilots in the Occupy movement, they should embrace what we care about. So I asked a friend of mine, an illustrator, David Dees, to do this, and he came up with this wonderful picture of all the pilots holding chemtrail images. And we posted that, and of course everybody, well, those aren't real, that's a fake image. Well, it just went absolutely viral. I've been seeing it for months, you know. And the idea is that they could join us. They should. They're being poisoned more than the rest of us, the airline staff, you know. And rather than looking at them as the villains, mostly they're just working and they don't really believe us. They think the stuff is good for them. But, you know, we need to help the people in the industry to learn that they're being poisoned and risking their own lives for their paycheck.
Hey, but aren't we all, in essence, risking our lives for a paycheck nowadays? You know, everybody is working in a job that they do not like, that doesn't inspire them creatively whatsoever, and they plan to do this job for the rest of their lives. And yet, when you look at statistically speaking, you, on average, as an American, will change your entire career path every 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion about myself that I'm now employophobic, if that's even a word, is that I literally am phobic about being employed in a job that I don't actually care about and being ordered around by people who are dumber than me. It makes me the most annoying and worst employee that has existed ever, because I know for a fact that there literally is no job out there who will have me and no job out there that I'm prepared to have. And it's because of that fact that there is no job out there for me.
Well, when you take the system and turn it upside down and put it on its ear and have a look at it, you know, you realize this isn't something that we should be involved in, this whole wage slavery system. And so then you try to go back to it with this knowledge, and it's going to be very difficult, you know, to join something that fundamentally you oppose and that's against you as a human being. So, yeah, I'm all for self-employment and helping people to start small businesses, and I think that that's the only solution that we really need to look at economically, is to rebuild our small business sector and do that through tax credits and through supporting small businesses locally. I think if everybody figured out exactly what they want to do, just go do it, you know, because this whole 9-to-5 world is just slavery.
I find that slavery is not a very nice thing, and it comes to the point where you have to realize that you're a slave. Okay, yeah. It's like that's the realization of our time, for the entire population to wake up and go, "Crap, I really am a slave. Yeah, I don't have a choice. I don't get paid enough to survive. If anything, I'm really busting my hump all day, every day. My boss gets richer, and my wages get devalued, and survival becomes harder and harder the harder I work. It's a complete irony. And people ask, you know, well, why is there all this complicated taxing systems? Why do they give you income tax and property tax and all of this other forms of, like, I think it's something like 600 forms of tax in the U.S., maybe 700, 800, 10,000 by the time Congress is finished with it. And it's like, why don't they just put that all into one so it's much easier for people? It's because then it would be bloody obvious that you're a slave, okay? If you're paying 80% or 90% income tax, yeah, and you got nothing to live off, you would know right then and there that you're a slave.
That's
conveniently, though, you only get 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, all added up together, which adds up to 90%.
It's something. Well, I think the young people, you know, they know that they're slaves. The young ones that embraced the Occupy movement and went out, they talked about, you know, real issues like that. Like, there's no future for us. Why don't we get a country? You know, what's happened to my deal? Where's my bailout? You know, they're understanding the economics because it's affecting them. And I think the older people are more comfortable, perhaps. You know, they've had some years of prosperity, and most of them, you know, bought a house or done something to store up some equity. But the young today, they realize that that's not an option for them, that home ownership was always the only way out, you know, was to buy a home. And who can buy a $1 million house, you know, with a job in the service sector at a very low wage?
In Auckland now, New Zealand, the largest city, to buy a home is $500,000, like on average.
Oh, they're in our town, they're over $1 million. I don't know the average price, it's over $500,000, but it's $1 million is not an expensive house here.
And the news has come out and said that, what was it, something like over 50% of Aucklanders will never, ever be able to afford a home. And I can probably put that up even further and say that it might be 60, 70%, because the other people or whatever are top heavy on mortgages. They're going to get foreclosed on by these scumbaggery banks who just gave them money that they just made up based on their signature sort of thing. So they're not going to hold on to their home forever, are they? And if that doesn't work, then of course they'll do what the frackers do. And they'll just say, hey, you may own the land that your house is on, but you don't own what's under it. So we're going to compulsorily acquire it and take it off you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do that. They sure will. And build all around you so your beautiful house just is in the middle of a bunch of houses. I mean, do anything to take away your freedom of private property. I think that private property rights are fundamental. And, you know, this is where I differ with the people on the left that would sacrifice those for social justice. You know, I don't think there's any reason that people have to see that as that dialectic between private property and between freedom. You know, people say, well, if we have private property, then we can't have social justice, you know. But I mean, like, I think we have more than enough wealth in our world to take care of all the people quite well. And the problem is that the wealth is concentrated in the hands of the very wealthy, and they hoard it. They don't let it trickle down. They keep it in the bank, and it's just there doing nothing, or I guess gaining interest, but it's certainly not helping us. And so I think that what we need to do is bring together the libertarianism of the right and the center with the social justice of the left. I think we all want the same things, you know, and I think we can have both. That's my message. We can have both freedom, and we can have a just society.
And by gods, we should, shouldn't we? I think that people are so good, you know, like the last week that I've been out of internet and I've been having to broadcast from my mate's place, they didn't ask for anything. They cleared out the room for me, made me coffee, fed me lunch, fed me dinner, that kind of thing. Okay, and didn't ask for anything. I gave them $20 at the end of the week and what have you. It's all I could afford. But you know, they didn't ask for it, and that's what people are generally like. They're very good people who will give you whatever they got, just as long as you need it.
That's right. I've always believed that. Yeah, people are good, and just unfortunate that, you know, we're living in a very upside down world where things are just difficult. You know, people are...
Well, it's not that the people are bad. It's that the people that they're working for are bad.
And we have so few resources. Like, you know, you'd like to let people stay in your house, but when would it end, you know? Like, we have tiny little homes. Most of us have just but two or three rooms. So, you know, it's hard to... And people don't have much to help out with. They can barely get by or barely pay their bills. So the society's just become so poor for the most of us, that it's become us again, you know, every man for himself.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll have to talk about more of this after the break. John Wynn is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the specialist in scumbaggery, and we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, and you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, with your host, Sean David Morton.
Look at me, driving, and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or I'll all die in exasperation. I'm all healed from the laceration.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about handing out a million vaccinations and watching all its victims die in exasperation and sterilization all across the nation. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Hey, the humor aspect of the show, surprisingly few people get offended by it, because most of the people who come here already realize that we're all slaves, we're all going to die. Yes. But but we want to have a good time while we're doing it, you know. Let's have a few drinks and listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's great. I love you all. Love you very, very, very much, you know. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for all the donations that have been coming to, especially. And if you'd like to donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, where you've just gotten my hands on some unlimited broadband. Oh, yeah. There's going to be lots of uploading. I'm taking this puppy to the next level. So if you want to help me and continue what I'm doing, trying to give plug play to activists from New Zealand and around the world as New Zealand's probably best alternative media source. I'm going to be very arrogant and say that because, well, nobody else is doing it really, and it's by default that I've claimed that title. So, yes, please support me. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and guerrillamedia.co.nz because ultimately, in the future, you got to think about if you'll even still be here. And if you want to be here, you've got to start opening your wallet and supporting the people who are warning others about the things that make sure that you won't. You know what I'm saying? Support me or die. I'm joking. John Wynn is my guest. You've heard of Deepak Chopra? Well, he's like the depopulation version of that. He's like the Depop Chopra. Welcome back, John.
Well, that's a kind compliment. I have some friends that say I invented the depopulation agenda. So I'm not sure. But
it must have been a proud day. You gave birth to depopulation.
I sometimes wish I never had. You know, it's such a subject. But it needed to come out. It was something that people were talking about the different pieces of it, but not really talking about it as a whole. And I think all I really needed to do was mention the term, and it certainly caught on. You know, people are saying it everywhere. There's even a band now called Depopulation. So people, you know, they hear this, and this is getting their attention. I think it's very important. I got one other issue to bring up, and that's BPA, bisphenol A. I'm sure you talk about that on your show also.
We all love being feminized and getting breast cancer if we're not getting feminized.
Terrible, yeah, in the food supply. But, you know, that people will talk about that, and often I see the posts about it. We'll talk about one product, you know. But people aren't really realizing that that's every can and every plastic, any can, that's BPA. Plus now the heat-sensitive cash register tapes. So these all contain BPA. So when you get your receipt, you slip it on your fingers. And if you work in a store, you touch how many hundred in a day. And all of this is feminizing us, and it's helping to reduce the population, but also to kill us off, to cause increases in, like you say, in cancer rates and breast cancer rates, and in feminizing males, so that males are less interested.
I take it as a point when I'm going out and I'm purchasing anything. They say, would you like a receipt with that? And they usually print it out before they even ask you. And I go, no, I'm not touching that. And they go, why not? And say, because it's a feminizer and or it gives you breast cancer if you're a woman.
Right.
And are you touching those all day long, man? And they're like, yeah, okay, well, stop doing it, man. If you're going to be touching them, don't touch the ink, okay? Because all the ink is manufactured by these same print ink companies that all have BPA in it.
We're on the same team, Vinny. That's the way. It's an opportunity to speak about the issues every chance you get, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see it comes down to the point where, have you ever tried, you've wanted to say something, but you decided not to, sort of thing, and then you feel guilty afterwards? I don't know about you,
vaccines,
but
I bite my tongue with parents, where I just wish I could tell them. But I don't, and I feel guilty often for not, you know. But I do feel that I shouldn't interfere. I don't know. I'm conflicted. I mean, I know they're killing their children. And it's like a Russian roulette. They're playing with their children's lives. And yet,
well, how do parents treat someone who tells them that they're killing their child, all right? The parents no longer think, oh, well, I'm just protecting my child by giving them a vaccine. The parents now think, this person's attacking my parenting. F you.
Because they've already done it. They've done it as soon as their child was born, almost.
And you can't come up to those people who've already done it and say, well, you've done the wrong thing and you've caused your child to have autism, because that puts the blame squarely on them, and nobody wants to feel blamed for anything. But of course, if we don't say it, we feel guilty for not saying it.
Yeah, we have to say it, yeah, and we shouldn't worry about people that wouldn't love us or care about us, you know, if we spoke something in concern for their children. I guess. But
yeah.
It's hard.
I mean, I used to look after autistic boys, and I can assure you that you tell them about biomedical therapies and all these other ways to actually reduce autism, and you offer them, through a friend of mine, a free consult that would normally cost you like well upwards of $100 through a friend of mine, and they won't even ask for a number. an email address. They show absolutely no interest whatsoever. And that was the reason why I could no longer continue doing that job, because there's people who are such slaves that they will not, literally, will not question the paradigm and will not even try to get their kids healthy.
Well, it's very sad to see these children, and you can actually, I can see the effects in kids, and just my life, the kids don't seem as bright or as quick, you know, as they did. And you just see a lot of kids that look like they're just staring off into space with their mouths open. They don't seem as active. They don't seem as energetic, you know. And well, we know about the tremendous increases in the rates of not only autism, but all these different vaccine injury syndrome cases. So, you know, we know this from good research. I like to watch the vaccine resistance movement and the vaccine information network for excellent, you know, information on vaccines, and defer to them always for their medical wisdom on the alternatives. And they do a lot of research that just, you know, if you need to prove it to people, I'd recommend that the Vine, it's called Vaccine Information Network.
I feel that depopulation, when it comes to vaccines seems to be the primary weapon of war in depopulation, as far as I'm concerned, or at least from the Bill Gates perspective anyway. Oh, if we do a really, really good job with vaccines and new medical therapies, we can reduce the population by about 15%. It's like, whoa, dude, you freaking sociopath.
I remember you that. I talked about that. It was quite obvious what he was saying. It was a slip of the tongue, really. But now this week, another story about Bill Gates, as if that wasn't bad enough, he's telling us now we have to eat our GMOs, you know?
And that's guess why he's so concerned about everybody and wants to give them nice food through GMOs? Because he bought 500,000 shares in Monsanto!
Dear, that's the truth. And that's not something that I should laugh at. You know, this is what happens when you mix the corporate and the political power. Hegemony.
It comes to the point where you wonder, okay, this guy's been in business for what, 20, 30 years or something like that. Either he's been in business all that time and been one of the richest men in the world all that time and simply hasn't learned about what a conflict of interest is, or he's trying to exterminate you. Conclusions? Yeah.
It goes back to the 70s. It goes back to Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, you know, who really started the whole talk about depopulation. And we were talking about it at McMaster University in the sociology department in the 80s, you know, was the biggest concern of all the sociologists, demographers, was this so-called S-curve. And they came up with these solutions 20, 25 years ago, and they've been marching us towards. They've accomplished it. They've already lowered the birth rate, you know, and it's much lower. It's going down. You know, you can't believe. Also, you can't really believe the numbers. That I don't believe in government census numbers at all, because everything else they say is a lie. So why should I trust these numbers? You know.
Well, it comes down to the fact that nobody knows what these people, the very high level officers and everything, talk about on a day to day basis. I had the privilege of meeting a gentleman in Auckland not too far back. I think about midway through last year. He had some acquaintances who were actually personal, attachés to, say, Rupert Murdoch and people like that. And the things that these people talk about in the back rooms is like, the slaves, we should kill them all. Well, they're just humming around having worthless lives, you know. They really think this way. They are total sociopathic, really murdering scum.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it, when you really get the picture that they could actually sit and even joke about killing billions. I mean, Hitler, only Hitler, in his genocide against the Jewish people, killed 6 million. But these people are talking about killing 6 billion. They're 1,000 times more sick in the mind than Hitler.
Yeah, and they probably take 1,000 times as much, pure methamphetamine directed directly into the bloodstream.
You have to take something to come up with a mindset that sick.
That's why they call it the devil's drug. And thank you very much, John, for coming on with us today. Do you have a website of some description if people want to see you, or is depopchopra.com?
Yep, Headline Truth News on the net. It's www.headlinetruthnews.com. And that's basically a placeholder page that will direct you to the Facebook page. It's got a few stories on it. But it's a public link, so you know you don't have to log in or even belong to Facebook to go on the page. Just if you wanted to comment or like it, then you would log in, you know?
All right. Headline Thank you very much for your time today, man. It's been a real pleasure.
My thanks to you, Vinny. And my pleasure talking to you, and I appreciate the time you've given me on the air today.
Cool, man. I'll send you the link to the archive of the show once we've finished our broadcast. Coming up after the break, ladies and gentlemen, we have a man called Seamus Coogan. And goodness knows what that's going to be about. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. The sunny, slave South Pacific is absolutely gorgeous this time of year, and it's very hot too. Most of the day before coming on the show was done without a shirt on. And I bandied around the idea of whether or not I should actually be wearing a shirt at all whilst doing the show, filming myself and everything like that to give the girls something to look at with the sexy chest hair and whatnot. But I decided on a Hawaiian shirt of some description. It would be very, very nice. Seamus Coogan, you can hear with a mild cackle in the background there, is my guest. Seamus, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Vin? Nice to see you again. Well, hear you again, actually.
Yeah, man,
that's good.
I'm nice and sweaty, but not because of the new world, not because of the fear paradigm of the new world order.
Well, I was hoping that you were getting hot and sweaty because of me being on the air, but you know.
Well, we shouldn't let ourselves get too far ahead of ourselves.
No, there are radio and broadcasting standards that we've got to adhere to. Yes, for sure.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've got very low broadcasting standards.
Well, obviously, I think we're two peas in a pod, mate. No, I'm good, man. It was last time that I was on, we were discussing some elements of the JFK case and all that kind of thing. And it came to my attention just recently, Vin, and we were just talking just moments before about there being David Icke that had just come to New Zealand. Now, I want to reiterate that I'm not a fan of David Icke in any which way whatsoever. But one of the big things that actually hit the news was actually in the Daily Mail. Was that David Icke is going through a messy divorce case at the moment with Pamela Lee Richards, I think her name is. And they actually split up about 4 or 5 years ago, actually. So, but it was at quite an amicable kind of split. And the problem with all that was that she was saying that she was doing some stuff on his website that she wasn't getting paid out money for and all that kind of thing. And she's set to actually fleece him, actually, for quite a bit of money. Well, she's going to be trying to. So that's another big that's actually some really interesting stuff going on there. And at Top Secret Writers, just Google it, anybody. It's Top Secret Writers. There's a whole bunch of articles that I've written on David Icke, and a few David Icke fans out there will probably be quite perturbed by what I've written. But this stuff here, I actually sympathise for David Icke, funnily enough, in this case. Yeah, you know, and you were saying to me last time that when he was doing the tour, you know, you were saying that he was doing all that stuff to kind of generate income, you know, for his family. What was the angle there?
Well, that was quite literally the case. All of his money was going to his wife so that she could support his children. At least that's right. that's what his organizer told me. And
right.
I actually got to speak, and I think I might be the first activist to actually ever get to speak at a David Icke event.
I saw you talking there. Yeah, no, I checked that out on the. Yeah, I did, Vin. You spoke better than he did, actually.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
he spoke for a lot longer than I did.
How long did he actually speak for?
I think it was near on 12 hours of speaking.
Holy guacamole, Batman! Jeepers creepers! Yeah.
Man, see, he spoke for 12 hours. I spoke for less than 12 minutes. So.
Right. Yeah. True. But that's the thing, though. Too. That's a really long gig for even for an Icke one, because the stuff that you hear about all the other gigs that he does, they range from somewhere between 6 to 8 hours. You know, this is just a standard one. If he was doing 12, he must have been going all engines burning, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tried to have a word with him, and well, actually, I didn't really try to have much of a word with him. And that's basically, I put it down to the fact that the man just been talking for like 12 hours or something. No wonder he's lost for words.
Yeah, that's right. And he's, you know, I mean, also, too, the guy's got really bad arthritis, eh? Like crippling. It's even amazing that the guy stands up and can talk for that long, you know. But
well, see, it's true testament to the spirit of the lion that lives inside him, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's a line. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about it. But you know what I mean? In that regard, in this regard, too, with this Pamela Lee Richards, I kind of sympathize with him because she comes across as being a flake, man. I mean, even more of a flake than he is. So go on to the Daily Mail, anybody that's listening, go and check out some of the stuff that's happening with David Icke at the moment. And check out Top Secret Writers, the article that I've got, the latest one. And that's going to put people up to speed on what's happening in the world of David Icke. Another one, Vin, that I emailed you about is there's a piece that I put up at CTKA. And that was dealing with the Majestic 12 papers. And, have you heard about the Majestic 12 papers and all the UFO kind of stuff?
No.
Well, in UFOdom, there's this thing called the Majestic Papers. And apparently it's supposedly saying that there was top secret government meetings about, you know, what they would do when they encountered alien life and all this kind of stuff. And it's linked them with Roswell and all this kind of gibberish. The thing about it was that the whole thing's a fraud and a bit of a hoax. It started off in the mid-80s, and it grew wings, and it started to become really big in the 90s. And there was a couple of guys that were involved in it, and they ended up involving themselves in some of the Kennedy assassination stuff, spreading disinformation. There's a really big a document that's supposedly part of this MJ-12 thing, and it's the Marilyn Monroe document where apparently she'd had a liaison with Kennedy. And Kennedy had mentioned to her that, hey, there was a top secret alien bases and there were alien bodies and all this kind of crap. And the funny thing about it is, of course, not the funny thing, I mean, it's all a lie, but the amount of UFO-related sort of people that buy into this and start regurgitating this disinformation is absolutely incredible. The funny thing about all this stuff, though, too, is that the Central Intelligence Agency have been involved in propagating the myth of UFOs and that's been well documented now. Guys like Mark Pilkington and Greg Bishop and those guys have really looked into a lot of that stuff. And so it really is a bizarre world when you start looking into it. And a few years back as well, you know how you hear about alien abductions, Vin? You know, like someone says they were abducted by an alien or whatever. Chances are, I mean, I'm not going to say that UFOs don't exist or they do. That's really not my MO on it.
What I find funny is to say that UFOs don't exist is to say that you can identify everything that flies around in the sky.
Well, it's true. That's right. I mean, you got me there. But in terms of it all, like an unidentified flying object is precisely what you've just said. You know, it's something you can't identify that's flying around.
When people see these things, they think, oh, it must be an alien driving it. Mate, you can see a random craft there, but you can't see who's piloting it, can you?
Well, precisely, though, too. And, of course, one of the things that they used to say back in the day, Vin, was, you know, look, these machines were performing aerial maneuvers that were impossible for a human to perform. Hold on, we've got drones now. They've developed fighter jet craft, you know what I mean, that are drone-based. Hey, man, a microchip doesn't worry about G-forces, you know, and this is the point. And they've been developing this technology for a very long time. Get this. They reckon that the first remote-controlled vehicle was actually a yacht. And I think Nikola Tesla was involved in it. Get this. That was 1895 or 1893. So if they've had, radio-controlled stuff, you get what I mean, sort of almost drone material then, imagine what the hell they've got now. So this is the point. So a lot of the UFO stuff that's been used has been to mask top-secret military fighter craft. And
Military fighter craft that I personally believe they're going to wind up using on us and say that, oh, it's a big scary alien invasion. It's the aliens from the draconian galaxy star system that are coming here to kill us. Now it's humans versus them. Now we need a one world human government to govern the galaxy.
Well, I don't know.
I can guarantee you, the guy who winds up being the chair of the world government will wear a black hooded cloak everywhere he goes.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he'd be the mighty Sauron, you know. I mean, this is the thing. I don't believe that they're going to try and pull a stunt like that. I think people are a little bit too cynical for that sort of thing. What I think that they're going to try and do, though, is that...
Oh, but they may be too cynical for that kind of thing, but they're just gullible enough for that kind of thing, too.
Well, I think it's really what people want, isn't it, eh? You know, we want to know, you know, that there's life out there, you know what I mean? We want to know that there's something bigger than us, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's definitely going for that base human instinct. But I would like to see how it's been developing. If people read that piece that I've done at CTKA, it's called MJ-12, The Majestic Papers, I think, The History of a Hoax. And it's at CTKA. I've taken a slightly different tack to that in a way. At least I've taken a different application for what they've been doing it with. What they've tried to do is they've tried to tarnish with the MJ-12 papers and the UFO crowd, Vinny. What they've been trying to do is target ludicrous UFO
What was the other thing that you just said there? What papers were those?
The Majestic 12 papers, they're the ones.
Can you explain what they are and where they came from, that kind of thing?
Right, well, that, like I said earlier on, they started out right back in the 1970s. That was the late 70s is when this first stuff started to come out. And that was the osmosis of them. But they started to rear their head in about the mid-80s. And what was the thing there was that they targeted a poor guy. I think his name was called Paul Benowitz. And he was a guy that was living next door to an Air Force base. I forget the name of it. And he was actually intercepting. He was a bit of a ham radio expert. And he was intercepting all of these top secret transmissions that were coming from this base. And he was getting quite concerned about them for a while because he was getting up all sorts of static that wasn't really working. And he was seeing some objects and stuff that were flying all over the show. And so the guys that they're part of Air Force intelligence thought they'd play a bit of a prank on them or just use them for a bit of a feed for disinformation because it would be quite disconcerting knowing that someone can actually just intercept your broadcast. And so what they did was they started to pepper them. They'd interview them and they'd go and see them and they'd give them these top secret documents, you know, which is basically where the Majestic documents come from. And the Majestic documents aren't so much that's the name of the documents, but they come from this Majestic 12 group, which supposedly used to meet in the 1950s under the Truman and Eisenhower administrations.
Do they hang out and go drinking with the Fantastic Four?
Oh, mate, look, if you believe half the crud about the stuff, yeah, they would have, you know, and the Hulk was there as well, you know, and this is how it goes. But this thing really built up a lot of momentum, and this poor guy found himself in the middle of all sorts of crazy stuff. So he ended up going insane, you know, driven insane by a lot of the stuff that he was getting. And so after a while, all the stuff came out and more people started to research it. There was a guy called Robert Hastings. He was one of the first guys to really go in depth and really expose it for the load of lies that the whole thing was. But guys like Mark Pilkington and Greg Bishop have written a hell of a lot about this. And that was really how – this is the essence of the MJ-12 stuff. And the problem – the big problem that's been happening is that the powers that be have been using a lot of this – UFO disinformation to actually get on board with conspiracy researchers, and especially people that I'd say that are conspiracy. There's conspiracy theorists and there are researchers, as I've said to you, you know. And
well, I seem to think it's more clear cut than that. There's conspiracy theorists and there's coincidence theorists.
Well, I'd say that I disagree. I think that coincidence theorists that's a really good one, but I think that people like yourself, even though I disagree with some of the opinions and stuff expressed on your show, as a general rule, I think you've got a fairly good nudge on what's going on. And I think you take the time out to examine, you know, the arguments and the angles that people have. And I think that's really important. And I think that a real researcher looks into these things. Because there's so much disinformation out there, it really pays to not know everything in a way. You know, you've got to specialize in what you know. And if you don't, take the time to learn the field. Sadly, I really do disagree with a lot of people that are out there, especially if you go to forums like Above Top Secret and all those things. It's just absolute conspiracy lunacy. I mean, I believe conspiracies exist. I think that there's certainly powers that, say, took out JFK, and there was certainly something dodgy going on with, say, 9/11, you know, however that transpired. And but in saying that, though, too, you know, you've got to be really careful of, letting the lunatics rule the roost. Especially what was great about the 9/11 movement was them getting rid of the no plane lot. I just thought that was just so insulting to everybody involved in that. Those guys, I can't believe that, you know. And really, but in the UFO thing, the lunatics really are running the asylum. And so what happens is that they start to get in good with, like, 9/11 researchers, or they try and get some JFK researchers on track, which hasn't really worked because people have been too wise to it. But then, of course, if you hit the mainstream media, then you start being hit with, he's into UFOs, and they use that to tar you with, you know, with legitimate stuff. And that's what they've been using.
What I find is that they target you with anything. that you believe that's the truth. You know, there are UFOs. Everybody knows it. Who's piloting them, where they came from, etc. That's up for debate. But
yes, that's right.
But they do exist. Whether or not we know anything beyond that, don't know. With 9/11 and JFK, the trick to the truth is just finding out what the lie is. The lie is that one lone gunman killed JFK. The lie is that 19 Arab terrorists with box cutters managed to penetrate the most sophisticated air defense system in the entire world, hit 3 out of 4 targets with virtually no training when they can't even fly planes.
Absolutely, man. And that's crazy too, isn't it? You know, and when you have all that stuff going, and this is what I was getting at with this, getting back to the MJ-12 stuff that I was doing then, and it's really interesting because, and the most sinister thing about this though too is that people will probably think I've gone off the deep end with this, but I picked up on some research on this, and this is an interesting one. I mentioned alien abductions to you before. The thing about that is there was a spate of them in the 1950s and the early 60s, and every now and again someone has an encounter with supposedly being abducted. Maybe they have been, maybe they haven't. But there's definitely evidence nowadays that those abductions and so forth, and I've spoken to a lot of people about this now, is that they suspect that a lot of those was actually part of the MKUltra program. It was basically used to stage something, have people walk into it, drug them, and just see what would happen. It was really sinister stuff. Like, I don't know why an alien would travel from the other side of the galaxy to shove an anal probe in me, you know? I mean, that's the point, you know? Their technology might be pretty poor, I don't know. Maybe they're just into it for kinks, you know? But that's
the thing. What are you looking for up there? Do you see anything? Do you see anything you like down there?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the classic one was when they had the Betty and Barney Hill incident. And I think that happened in about 64 or 65. And She was white, the guy was black, and they were both involved in the civil rights movement anyway. So it was like, oh, well, these guys would be pretty prime candidates. So they were going home one night, and supposedly they got abducted. And under hypnosis, they came out with all this kind of weird stuff. And I don't know why aliens would want to see a black man ejaculate, you know, into a cup. That was basically what they did to the guy. It's really weird, you know. I mean, so you start getting into this kind of thing, and it gets really weird really quickly. And one of the first people to bring this stuff up after years, and he got fleeced for it, was a guy called Martin Cannon. And when he first came out with the stuff, then he got absolutely vilified for even suggesting it. And this is one of the weird things too, because you know how you were talking before about the being with the 9/11 thing, and you just mentioned that the paradox, you know, between a conspiracy theorist and a coincidence theorist.
Well, we can probably bridge that gap just after the break, Seamus.
Yeah, hold no, sure, sure.
And ladies and gentlemen, hold that tuna. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. If you can, please donate something or subscribe and give us a recurring donation. It really helps us to stay on the airwaves and to stay on point, giving you the news and info nobody else will. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, in any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
BusinessAmerica.com reports gold prices paused Monday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,730 an ounce, silver $3,350. Price of gold is roaring back from its latest temporary correction, reports Forbes, sending the bears into full withdrawal. Gold, you see, is not a commodity like oil and copper and wheat. It's rather an alternative currency, as the supply of gold cannot keep up with paper money. Seems clear the bull market in gold is alive and well. Gold apparently is the Chinese priority for a safe haven. When slow economic growth leads to widespread monetary easing and fears of inflation, gold, more than stocks, bonds, or real estate, is obviously seen as the preferred way to store wealth. You could say gold is the hottest currency on earth. Central banks are also holding more gold in their reserves now than they have any time in the last 6 years. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, with your host, Sean David Morton.
We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and roll, respect our right to live here on the land. It's Tino Ranga, Tina Tonga, we don't own the banks. The parliament does so, so where do you ever stand? They paying their bills off your back with hefty tax demands. Misleading our kids with alcohol, TV contraband.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about hefty tax demands, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Only two things certain in life, death and taxes, and one leads to the other. Seamus Coogan is my guest. And we were talking over the break about how when you're a nice guy, boy, do you get shafted by people who take advantage of it. And my girlfriend is a perfect example, Seamus. Mate, the jobs that she's had since I've known her, you know, like whether she's working in hospitality, working in a call center, working doing gardening jobs, it matters not. She keeps getting taken advantage of and exploited by not only her employers, but the other people that she's supposed to be working with, you know?
Yes.
And it's coming down to the point where you wonder, is this... this is not a deliberate agenda on people's parts per se, I don't think, not globally. This is just a natural progression. Because people have gotten so fracking lazy and so fracking irresponsible, they now feel that everybody else's responsibility is to take care of them. you know? And you know, as a direct result, we have a government that reflects that, don't you think?
I think so. And isn't it funny, though, too? You reap what you sow. And isn't it funny now, you know, the national government in New Zealand is now selling off our farms to the Chinese.
Yeah. Well, see, I was thinking about making a new billboard for the National Party and calling them the Irrational Party.
Oh, God, yeah. That's shockers, mate. You know, I just... And what really is quite scary is how you got Winston Peters up there now, Vin, and he's now talking about, we're selling off the state assets and all this kind of thing. Hold on. Isn't that the leader of the opposition's job to be getting up and actually making those comments, not leaving it to a sideshow, one-shot idiot like Winston Peters? That is the thing that really concerns me. And, you know, what opposition have we got? It's just the same bunch of thugs in suits anyway, as far as I'm concerned. And it really is quite alarming.
With Winston, I've got to bank him up here because I voted for Winston and for this very reason. He hasn't actually changed his tune once. He's kept saying the same thing, being consistent. And every time there's been investigations on him, even after being demonized for 6 full months in the media, like he almost got as much press coverage as John Key did, which is very hard to do. All of it demonizing, none of it based on a single bit of evidence, right?
No. Yeah.
And that's the great thing. And that strikes me as a very, very good reason to suspect that Winston Peters is actually bad for the current establishment. You know, like get this, World Bank agenda. Seize people's state assets, get them into massive amounts of debt, get heaps of people to immigrate into their country to turn it into like this boiling melting pot or whatever so that it destroys their culture. What are three things that Winston Peters is principally against? Selling state assets, getting into debt, and allowing an overflow of immigrants to dilute our culture. You know,
well,
and he's mentioned the Rothschilds to me in some speeches that he did out west a couple of years back, kind of thing, after he just got shunted out of Parliament. And so it gets to the point where you want people who are conspiracy theorists. And I use the term conspiracy theorist to mean a person who believes that powerful people who have a lot of influence use their power to gain more power and influence, sort of thing. And Winston Peters sort of signifies that to a large degree for me. And his real claim to fame, I believe, is actually the Winebox Inquiry. Real high-level government officials, corporate officials, etc., basically well up the top of the New Zealand hierarchy, all involved in a massive tax evasion scam, which Winston Peters alone exposed.
I must admit he did certainly, okay, all right, I will concede he did do quite well there. But isn't it funny, though, the person that helped bring it out, especially old Ian Wishart, I mean, that guy is a goober. Oh, I can't believe how lame that guy is. he is to the right of Attila the Hun nowadays. But back then, he used to actually be a decent investigative journalist, you know. But that's just more for the course.
I still feel that he is. You know, Ian's come on the show a couple of times and. I was kind of acting with a little bit of hubris and saying that I was the best truther show in New Zealand. And Ian says, well, Vinny, if you're talking about that context, you're actually the only truther radio show in New Zealand. You know, right. giving me mad props. And basically, every time I bring him on about whatever subject, mate, he exposes scumbaggery like there's no tomorrow. It's incredible, you know, whether it be global warming, false propaganda, scumbaggery, or National Party corruption, scumbaggery. He's really actually quite onto it.
Not when you name my stepfather as being a member of like a Chinese front that's part of a union trying to take over New Zealand. I'm sorry, I don't buy into that BS at all. Anyway, before I start rabbiting on about Ian Wishart, I was getting on to about the UFOs thing. I find UFOs to be far more interesting than Ian Wishart, just myself. before we went off on a tangent here, which I would say that I was probably instigated. The thing about it, mate, is that getting back into it all was that all this UFO stuff started being exposed. And this is when you get to that polemic where you've got two ridiculous arguments and there's no one in the middle of it. Like, when the first UFO sightings and all that kind of stuff started, and this is the thing.
What's all that scratching in the background there, mate?
Can you hear me now? Is that okay? Is the scratching dying down now?
Well, I think it sounds like a physical scratch, like you're putting your hand across the keyboard or something.
No, I've just put my laptop is up to my stomach at the moment, yeah, and I'm just sitting down because the microphone's just down by the board. Right. So I'm not being abducted by anybody at all, okay? Now, is that better? Can you hear me?
Well, I've been able to hear you the whole time. I was just wondering what the interference was. And,
That's okay. Is it all right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was just about to say that you've got two false propositions. You've got two arguments that are actually happening. And one side, for example, is saying that UFOs exist, and then the other side saying that, no, they don't. But there was a middle ground in the early days when UFOs first came out that was actually saying that UFOs were top secret flights that were being masked by the US United States Air Force. And this is the point. And these guys slowly got drowned out of the equation. And there was a organization called NICAP, and it was this is a UFO thing that started up in the 1950s, and it was basically concerned citizens that were getting worried about what they were seeing up in the sky. The Central Intelligence Agency infiltrated that organization, and before you knew it, these guys went from being moderate people that were like, okay, these might be top secret aircraft or just having a debate, turning it into this whole raging thing about there being UFOs, abductions, and making it completely crazy. And so this is the point, and it was a guy called Dr. Leon Davidson that exposed all of that. So that's really interesting stuff, and it just makes you think about some of the deranged arguments that, you know, that we're actually having here. Is it an even argument in the first place? And what you said earlier on, though, too, it's that common sense kind of approach to it. You've got to sort of look through the middle. And, you know, and I really like that one about the coincidence theorists, you know, and I think that you've got to start looking at these coincidences.
I can't claim credit for that, though, as one of my listeners, Barry, who told me that one, and I thought it was just brilliant, right. And I've used it ever since.
Mm. Yeah, well, good on Barry. I think I might have heard that show, Chief. But it's a really good way to look at it. And so in terms of a lot of the political stuff that we're talking about within New Zealand, if we bring that back into a context, isn't it funny? It's almost like we're arguing about the false, you know, like there's the false arguments that people are even discussing, and they're not actually getting to the brass tacks. And I think that this is where you're right, at least where Winston Peters was correct, in the sense he's actually calling a spade as a spade. And I think that that's really important, you know, and we need to do that. But it just shows you how weak the Labor is now in opposition. And also, too, it shows you how much the media just creams themselves over John Key and this national government. It really, really is appalling. Bar you, there is absolutely no one on radio that I can think of, or even on the internet, that's doing live broadcasts in New Zealand that's actually criticising John Key and his administration. All the radio stuff that you hear is absolutely pro-national, and worrying.
There's a few exceptions. What's his name? Keith Stewart on Radio True. Live. Very critical.
Fair call.
Bomber's a UN-loving communist. I mean, the guy literally praises. He has a poster of Chairman Mao in his living room. Okay, he killed 60 million Chinese. I worship him. I like Bomber's stuff. I agree with about maybe 40% of what he has to say wholeheartedly. The other 60%, I'm like, you know, so yeah, sort of freaks out, you know. And the other people that I wanted to mention on radio, at least, was what's his name? Wiri, Rainbow Wiri, down in Hamilton Community Radio. They do 1 hour a week. I'll show there, and also the biggest, and in fact the person with the highest audience out of all radio shows in the country, according to the statistics, is Vapi Kupinga on Radio Wātea. She's on one night a week, and she talks about alternative health. She talks about the New World Order, the globalists, the global warming, and all of this kind of stuff. And she very keeps it. Basically, you can talk about anything, right? But what she's really capable of doing is actually turning any topic into something that's Māori-centric, right?
Ah,
How does global warming relate to Māori? How does a eugenics campaign relate to Māori? How does the drug war relate to Māori? That kind of thing. She's really adept at it. And as a result, she has a higher listener rate than what's his name? Michael Laws or any of these other mainstream radio show hosts in New Zealand. And of course, what they do is they simply give, they host award ceremonies, like the major media outlets here, they host award ceremonies to award their own companies for having the most audience within that company, and they don't act, and they don't actually look out to everybody and see who's actually got the biggest audience in the country. They go, who's got the biggest audience out of our radio network that is spewing propaganda?
Oh, look, and that's the most ridiculous thing, isn't it, when you hear those and you see those New Zealand media awards. I'm completely with you. I mean, it's just a bunch of insiders in the industry just like backslapping. It's just a nutshell. And I mean, look, we haven't even got any competition for the media in this country, too. We've got, what, TV3 and we've got TVNZ. And it's just like, man, you know, there's nothing there. And in terms of the mainstream. Tell me more.
You know those teapot tapes, right? You know the reason why John Key didn't want them released, allegedly? Is because during that tape conversation, he says TV3 is on our side. Why is TV3 on their side? Because their former CEO, Stephen Joyce, is John Key's transport minister.
Yes.
Why is TV3 on their side? Oh, that's right, because the government gave them a 40 million bucka deal, right? They say, oh, you owe us this for broadcasting license fees and all of that kind of stuff. We're just going to give you 40 million bucks to pay all that for you. And surprise, surprise, TV3 and MediaWorks, as you said earlier, gave copious quantities of very positive coverage for John effing Key, didn't they?
Well, that was right. But then again, though, too, you know what I mean? Good old Bomber. He was actually one of the first guys to. He wrote a fantastic article, I think, about 2 years ago about the fellow that you've just mentioned. And it was absolutely scandalous, you know, about the amount of money that National had been passing through to this guy and the influence that it had. Yeah, that guy Joyce is a real piece of work, man. And if I was allowed to swear, you know what I mean, I really would. He's a really nasty piece.
Well, you can say fracking and Shiite Muslim on the show under FCC regulations, but other than that, you know, keep it clean.
Yeah, that guy is just shocking.
It's allegedly a family show.
allegedly. So, and that's right. But this is the thing, though, too, especially with about the New Zealand politics, the political scene at the moment. For anybody that's interested, isn't it? Hopefully they are interested in hearing us talk about it. But it is really, really interesting. And I think that as New Zealanders, I think that we should really be concerned about the direction that this administration is really taking as well. And it's really concerning that even in the, like we were saying before, in the mainstream press, and when John Key mentioned that thing about TV3 being on their side, it really is quite disconcerting. And also, too, he's forgetting the fact, what, that TVNZ, employed by the government, they can get hired and fired by the government, isn't, you know? This is the thing. They've got it all sewn up. And even though Helen Clark enjoyed some amount of favouritism in the media to a degree, there was always that undercurrent. And not favoritism in the media, but they weren't too bad. But the killer for me is that if you haven't got an internet connection or anything, like you're just listening to the normal radio in the morning, which a lot of people still do, Vin, the issue is that the amount of right-wing garbage that is just pumped out is unbelievable.
Oh, mate, the other day I was listening to Michael Laws, and he says anybody charged with a crime of any kind should have their right to silence revoked.
What?
Yeah, that was exactly what I said. What?
What? This mongrel gets done for vote fraud, and he says that?
Yeah. See, it's a topsy-turvy world, ladies and gentlemen. The people you can trust are the people you can't trust. The people that are crazy are the people who are sane, and the people that are healthy are the ones who are very sick indeed. We'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What? would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Newt Gingrich was a career politician selling access here in Washington, D.C.
The year that he ran for Congress in 1978, he made a grand total of $10,000. By the time he became the Speaker, he made $675,000. By the time he left Congress, he's brought his net worth up to about $7.5 million.
84 ethics complaints while he was Speaker, driven out of the speakership in disgrace.
Having to pay $300,000 for lying, for complete fraud.
And I have lots of things to do. Maybe a little bit of money.
Newt Gingrich is also the latest example of how the corrupt revolving door drives Washington.
Made $100 million playing the revolving door game.
A big part of that is just lobbying money. Congress is really bought and sold. They're bought and sold legally.
If you've been Speaker of the House, you're always an insider.
Gingrich received up to $1.8 million from Freddie Mac just before it collapsed.
This guy hasn't got skeletons in his closets. He's got a whole graveyard in there.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
What's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
I stand up
alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly Zeke parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and
welcome
con
back.
Artist parroting puppet gangster
welcome
playboy,
back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen, the show that's all about parroting puppet gangsters and the deadly Frankenstein earphone radio slavery, broadcasting from New Zealand. This country's effed, fracked, to tell you the truth. And quite frankly, I want to escape sometimes, but I realize you can't escape the New World Order unless you get off the planet. And I don't have the resources for that as yet. You know, I have no teleportation technology. I have no giant space shuttles. I have no spacewalking training. It's just not going to happen, right? So the question then is, how do I make this world that I'm in the way I want it to be? And the answer is, you turn those lies that we've been told back into truths that they should be. If they tell you that you work hard and you wind up making a lot of money, the lie, that's a big lie, okay? But I think we should turn that lie back into truth. I think that if you do work hard, you should make a lot of money, not work hard and make your boss a lot of money, you know? And I think that if you vote, you should get representative voting, right? If you vote for somebody, they wind up getting elected. If they tell you some of their campaign promises, they have to abide by them. All you have to do is just make all the lies truth, and it goes back to being a decent, moralistic, happy society full of freedom-loving people who actually care about one another. The 99%, if you will, are that very small, they don't really get much media coverage, really, do they? Nice people doing nice things? No. What do you get instead? Rape, murder, pillage, destruction, corporate scumbaggery, all of that kind of crap that really, it keeps you down here, doesn't it? Really low vibration of fear and anger and scumbaggery. You know, I don't like it. I'm really getting sick of it. I was watching the news this morning, and exactly what I just said is exactly how they play it, isn't it? If it's breaking news of some crowd running onto a massive field in Egypt and throwing Molotov cocktails and stabbing soccer players, it's news. Somebody, on the other hand, tries to expose the Prime Minister as somebody who's engaging in scumbaggery. Zippo. So I'm just fracking sick of it, eh? I really am. I'm fracked off to no end.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you, Vin. I don't blame you. And also, too, if anybody's interested as well, I mean, they should really check out what's actually happening with the West Coast mining disaster. Now, that is some really interesting stuff. I got told the other night, Vin, that in actual fact, the owner had actually had it. I don't know how long he'd actually owned the company for, but the guy that had actually owned the mine and hadn't done a single thing to actually help fix the whole place up or do anything to it, apparently he sold it off and now he's moved off and apparently he's living in Australia. And apparently, through the legal process or whatever, he is immune from prosecution because this chump took over the mine. Obviously, the guy that's been running the mine is an absolute dildo. But the funny thing about it, though, too, is that you're right. I mean, who is accountable here? And this is the thing as well. You know, people work really hard. They go down mines. They get killed. You know, I mean, this is the thing about it. You know, I mean, the cost of a human life, I mean, and especially if that's your friend or it's your family member, sorry, man, that's irreplaceable stuff. And it really is alarming. And, of course, once you discuss, and I think you and I discussed it once before, you've had it on a number of times on the show, you've discussed John Key's mining interests and the other interests that he has. And it really is corrupt. How dare people say that New Zealand is not a corrupt country? It really, really irritates me.
In fact, according to a recent study that was conducted in New Zealand and a number of other countries where they asked people to anonymously admit whether or not they had taken a bribe in the last year, the average, 1%. New Zealand's average, 4%. We are like four times as corrupt as the rest of the world. And who classifies what countries are corrupt? Oh, Transparency International. How transparent is Transparency International? Pretty freaking much, because I can see straight through their BS.
Oh, it's like all these credit rating companies, you know, and they're the ones that actually hire out these companies, you know, to say how corrupt these countries are, you know. And I mean, yes, like you were saying there too. I mean, how transparent are these credit rating agencies? You know, they're all hooked up with the banks that have gotten us into this complete crock of excrement that we find ourselves in at the moment. The whole thing is mad, isn't it? The whole thing is mad. And I've got to say, I've got to go back to what you say about the whole new world order and all that kind of stuff. It's a nebulous world order. There's a whole bunch of prats trying to fight for control of what's going on. I don't believe that it's actually organized. I think it's a lot more schizophrenic than that, and we're giving them too much credit. But what they're doing successfully is sending this world to hell in a handcart. And I really think that's really funny you mentioned the Rothschilds earlier on, that Winston Peters mentioned them. Look, just recently the Rothschilds were trying unsuccessfully to sue the Daily Mirror for an article that they published about them. Now, if the Rothschilds are the be-all and end-all of any conspiratorial shenanigans or what have you, then surely the Daily Mirror would be like a slip in the stream for these guys. And this is the point there. I've got to say it to you, Vin. This is why I get really... I treat conspiracy stuff, though I believe in them, I treat it with caution. We don't know what's really going on in the minds of these sociopaths, to be honest with you. And I, you know, when I hear this New World Order stuff, it gets me a little bit, it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as the United Nations wanting to run the world. And, I mean, when I hear the stuff that, you know, what, it's going to be like some communist takeover of the world, that really irritates me, though, too. Look what Cuba's been doing. This is the thing. It's just a joke. And so much of the thought that's been going on has been pervaded by certain radio show hosts, whom I dare not mention because of lawyers and legality, obviously, for you, spreading and talking so much crud that... that's the reason why when people read the stuff that I do and talk about the things, the subjects I talk about, and the cynicism I have towards a lot of the conspiracy stuff is because people don't research. They really don't. And
I don't either. The only way to save yourself, more or less, if you're willing to engage in this stuff, but you're not prepared to research and back it up with facts, verified evidence, etc., as I do, is you have to assume that everything you know to be true is wrong and be prepared to look at any evidence that's presented to the contrary of your current beliefs.
Well, and that's very true. I agree with you there. And a lot of people don't actually do that enough. Especially with the Kennedy thing, I know the arguments against the assassination or there being a conspiracy pretty well. And I think you really do need to know what the other people are going to chuck up against you. Because every now and again, if you believe everything that you hear and that you believe to be true without testing it, you can find yourself in some very hot water very, very quickly. And this is the thing where people like that crazy guy, Jim Fetzer, and this is the thing that I will say to you now. In the Kennedy assassination, the biggest joke, as he was in the 9/11 field, was and is Jim Fetzer. Okay? The guy is an absolute nightmare. He did some all right work back in the 90s and all that kind of thing, but he really, I can't think of anybody else in 9/11 and in the JFK, so, you know, we'll call them both truth movements, that has done more to discredit both groups of people than Jim Fetzer. And even people like, even people that go to some extreme, fairly extreme lengths at times, like Alex Jones, even he got rid of Jim Fetzer. You know, this is the point. And I think Jason Burmes doesn't want to have anything to do with him, nor does Dylan Avery. And, you know, this guy's poison. And
there's a lot of people like that. I call them toxic people, okay? And everybody needs to know how to detoxify. Okay. Yeah, and this toxins are coming at you from every direction. They're coming at you from food and other people. Online, yeah. it's a very simple thing. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to negotiate with them. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to explain yourself to get them to stop harassing you. If you want to get them to stop harassing you, there's a wonderful little function called block, and you never hear them again.
Well, it's not a case of a block when this person's actually got off that they've. Managed, you know how the media love to select straw candidates, don't they? And they love to get the most lunatic conspiracy person out there to discredit everybody else. And so what happens is when they have like a 9/11 thing on, say, Fox, who do they go and choose? They go and choose Jim Fetzer. The guy's got absolute feet of clay, you know? And this is the problem. You know, it's or even people like, say, for example, Alex Jones, because Alex Jones says he's got some okay stuff, I don't know. But, you know, it's like they make up so many claims that it's just they lose credibility, you know. And this is the big problem that you've got. And it's Jim Fetzer does not represent you. He does not represent me. And he doesn't. And he's actually really disliked in the research communities that he's in. But yet to see this chump talk on radio, you would think if you were agnostic on the subject, Vin, you know that this guy actually represents me and you. And it really sucks.
Yeah, it really does suck. And he probably represents us just as well as John Key does. But conveniently, he doesn't have that kind of dictatorial power to take over the entire country and sell it off to foreigners. So anyway, we've come to the end of the road here, Seamus. Thanks for coming on at the last minute, mate. Yeah. And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, assuredly. Thank you for listening. Love you very much. And if you can help out the broadcast by subscribing or donating, very much appreciate it. See you again.